I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:05 and it's Thursday.
Tease.
That's right.
Tease.
Do you want me to go to you before?
Yeah, real quickly, before we do the contest, I just put up a video that you sent to me, and I just want to say this is one of the reasons why local radio is so special. We're going to play it for you guys right now, live on the air. And you guys, describe what you're seeing.
Okay, pause it for a second. It's being taped off of somebody's radio in their car. It's a little girl. I don't know. She 15, 14?
11, something. I don't know.
A little girl. Mm-hmm. And she's drinking like a big gulp or something. And she's sitting in the car. Okay, keep going. Oh!
So she's hearing us wish her happy birthday. That's Ava Lou.
She's crying.
My God.
That's adorable.
I know. She's like her head buried.
She's got her little fingerless gloves on. She's the cutest little girl, and she just looks over at like mom or dad or whoever had her do it. She's actually licking the top.
She's giving that icy heck, isn't she? She's really working that thing good.
That is so cute. Oh, Ava Lou.
Ava Lou, we hope you had a good birthday.
Where are you going to put that? That's so cute.
That's up. We just played that off of Instagram for you.
Exactly. So that's on our...
That's on the
Alice973 Instagram.
Fantastic.
Her mom, Diana, emailed me with that.
That is so cute.
I know.
She's such a goofy little kid, too. She's making kind of like little faces and stuff. And all of a sudden, she hears her name. That's adorable.
That's got to be pretty fun hearing your name on the radio, huh?
That's just... And just to be, you know, going along on your birthday. She got an icy on her birthday or whatever that is. Whatever kind of drink that is.
Looks like do you lick the top of the Coke?
I don't think you do.
And
it does have that
bubble.
Dome,
yeah,
right?
That was an icy.
Yeah. Oh, so cute. That's adorable.
Well, 669 got a massive job interview today at my dream company. Wish me luck, Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy, good luck.
Go, Jeremy.
Got it,
Jeremy.
Go, Jeremy. Go, Jeremy.
Tried to tell someone one time when they'd written in, you know, I said, just be yourself, do your thing. And you guys were like, don't be yourself, you'll never get the job.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to say anymore. I feel like, Jeremy, you're on your own, buddy. I mean, good luck.
Yeah.
But I don't have any advice for you. These girls, they'll just knock it right down.
Yeah, pretend to be someone else, Jeremy. Pretend to be someone cool.
Yeah,
pretend
not,
to be someone cool
yourself.
And confident.
Not your doofus self. Okay?
You know, though, one thing Vinny did say that I thought was great advice, I can't remember if it was from a story or something, was don't talk too much.
Oh, there's no
answer
question.
Answer the question.
And then
stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
And wait for the interviewer to ask the next
Their
question.
Their trick is to wait and see if you'll just blather on and fill the empty spaces.
Yeah.
And often you've talked yourself out of an answer to the question.
Yeah.
By
you talked yourself out of a job.
On.
Yeah.
So just.
What about what's really tough is when you talk in terms of pay.
Right.
I always like to say it's negotiable and take that. If they give you a number, just
take
sleep
it
on
home.
It. Take it home. Do not answer right then
if
and there.
If they throw out a number, even if it's more than you thought, look horrified. Oh.
That's it.
Yeah. And never throw out the first number. Let them throw out the first number. Well, you know, what's a normal starting range? Well, I don't want you to tell me what you need. I really feel more comfortable if you told me what the range was.
I just think you go. Oh, wait.
It's
no, right. I can't help you with this, Jeremy. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was going to say, go for fingers. Add stuff to the dollar amount,
finger
sandwiches. Get a, do they have company jackets?
Mm-hmm.
With neat, name,
mm-hmm.
you know,
like
the sewn in.
Do you guys have swag?
Yeah,
I mean, what they got a parking lot there for you? I mean, is that an option?
Right. Lunch?
Yeah.
Lunch? How about lunches?
I'm just happy to have the job, man.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm if, Jeremy, and I'm going in.
If they come in low, maybe there's other ways that you
jack
can
it up.
Yeah, maybe there's bonuses or other incentives.
Hey, the first parking lot near the door, the first parking spot by the door.
How about that?
Oh, that's yours?
I'll take that crappy offer. I want that parking spot.
Instead of 2 weeks, ask for 3 weeks vacation.
Yeah. How about that?
Sure. Start tacking it on.
Don't listen to us. Don't listen to me for sure. These girls, they're like.
He doesn't know. Okay, let's get to the contest.
Okay.
All right.
Paul McCartney. He has announced his Freshen Up Tour. Paul McCartney freshens up.
Yeah.
2019. Right now, caller number 97-800-400-3697. Instantly gets a pair of tickets to see Paul McCartney on Wednesday, July 10th at the SAP Center in San Jose. The tickets go on sale this Monday, December 17th at 10 a.m. And we have another chance for you to win a pair tomorrow. So try right now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 gets tickets for Paul McCartney's Freshen Up Tour.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to go freshen up a wee bit. And then there was something else. I want to thank we have a sponsor, and it's the Westfield San Francisco Center. Uh-huh. And we have been doing the 12 days of holiday with them for a few days now. And a few of the stores there actually put little present packs together for us.
Mm-hmm. Let me read my card.
Yeah.
This is from Local Take, San Francisco. Vinny, we hope you love your gift from Local Take. It was made and designed by a local artist. Now you can just plug in your guitar and rock out anywhere. Love, Jen and the Local Take team. It's a mason jar speaker.
Look at this.
Oh, wow.
It's not just a speaker. It's an amp. He can plug his guitar into that.
So cool.
It's a mason jar, just like you think, with the double top. And they put a little jack in there. It's USB. It's USB chargeable.
Uh-huh.
Hold it's
it up
so
to
cool.
The camera. Hold it up to the camera.
It's super cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's just a jar.
But that's like something you put that on a countertop, right? I mean, that's
sure.
Keep that forever.
Oh, my God. It's so neat.
It's really cool.
It's actually, you know, it just goes to show you we buy these big amp cabinets, and man, the entire device is actually, it fits on the lid of the mason jar, mm-hmm. And all the other junk is inside the jar itself. It's really neat.
Yep.
Oh. Put it near this. Turn it near the microphone.
Thank you, Local Take. I love it.
Oh.
Bomb.
Maxing it out.
Yeah. Sounds good. That's adorable.
And it looks amazing.
I know. It's really neat.
Super creative.
Super cute. So that's at Local Take. And listen, they sent a bunch of cool little gifts over.
Yeah, we all got cool little personalized stuff.
Yeah, it's really neat. So. That's just one of the many stores you can go shop at the Westfield San Francisco Center. Husey, you just handed me this.
I know, because you were going to do that.
I am going to do it. I'm going to start with this day in. I thought this was sort of interesting. You know, we live in California. There are years when we don't get any rain.
Mm-hmm.
In 1915, in San Diego, the city of San Diego offered this guy, Charles Hatfield. He was a rainmaker. They said, we'll give you $10,000 to bring some rain to the city. Like, we're that desperate. $10,000 in 1915 was like $1 million.
Did he do it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And by the end of January, the streams were so overwhelmed, they caused so much major flooding. At least 20 people died when a local dam burst, and the city refused to pay him.
What?
Too much rain.
Oh, my goodness.
The county coroner estimated 50 people total died in the flood.
But they didn't pay him?
You'd think he'd get half the money up front, you know? Yeah, I'll do it.
See, that's why you got to negotiate deals. That's smart of you. Mm-hmm. Give me half the money up front.
Yeah. I'll take the other half when the rain starts to fall. Right when it starts to fall.
Man.
Crazy, though, huh?
Yeah.
Like, so much rain that a bunch of people died.
You must have gone to Yale for negotiating skills.
Who, me? Yeah, I did. I went to Yale. Let me tell you about my MBA from Yale.
Right.
Today, on this date, 29 years ago, Taylor Swift was born.
What?
She's 29 years old.
Oh, wow.
There's a couple things about her. First of all, she has announced that there's going to be a concert film about her, this most recent tour, Reputation. That's what just got handed to me. It's the highest selling tour in U.S. history, and it's going to be an upcoming Netflix film. Looks like there's a it's December 31st. It's going to hit Netflix, and it's called Taylor Swift Reputation Stadium Tour. It's going to highlight the expansive stage production. And that's it. So if you love her, there's something you can see. What you might not enjoy if you went to one of her concerts is that you could be featured in this because they used facial recognition technology in order to see if her stalkers showed up. I guess she has enough stalkers. They actually have a database of her stalkers. And they set up this thing to secretly record the faces of onlookers, which were sent to a command post in Nashville where they were running a thing to see if her stalkers were there or not. Because certain stalkers, I'm sure she even has like restraining orders, and they wouldn't even be allowed to go to her concert because they'd be too close to her. So there was some kind of a kiosk. Everybody who went by would stop and stare at it, and the software would start working. So it would scan the faces, and I guess they could also scan it. I'm not sure if they did it from the stage. They say it's unknown whether any of the footage was kept or if it identified any real stalkers. And if it did identify them, what happened to them? Did they just disappear, those people? And they're saying concert venues are typically private locations, meaning that even after security checkpoints, its owners can subject concert goers to any kind of surveillance they want, including facial recognition.
Hmm.
So it's a little kiosk, and it was showing highlights of her rehearsals. And if you stopped by and turned your face toward it to watch these, you know, little secret rehearsals that she'd been doing, that was like, you know, kind of trying to trick you into looking at this thing, it would scan your face and send it to this place in Nashville where they were, like, comparing it. It looks like it happened at her California concerts back in May. Is that when?
Yeah.
Not that Christine is a stalker of Taylor
Swift. My initial thought, because I've had trouble with this one time in the past, was that she's terrified. Like, she's got some people showing up places where she's now in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that you're in fear of your own security, that sucks. And to think that you have to, like, hunt these people back as they're hunting you, that's clearly, it's under her skin.
Right. They say that this kind of technology, though, is being developed in order to make it quicker to get into a venue. Ticketmaster says they're developing a system that can identify fans' faces as they walk through turnstiles to make it that much, almost like the known traveler thing, you know, where you get a known traveler number when you do TSA Clear, mm-hmm. or what's the new one that you just...
Clear was the one I just did.
Okay, then TSA Pre is the one I'm thinking of. But these known, you know, they issue you a known traveler number. You're sort of a registered traveler. And so I suppose if you had already signed in with your face and facial recognition, they can see you as you walk through, let you through.
That, if you can get it, I highly recommend it. I just flew the other day, and you don't have to take your computer out of your bag. You don't have to take your shoes
off.
Which
one, Pre or Clear?
Pre.
Yeah, Pre is, everybody's got Pre now. That line is longer than the regular line.
Oh, you
line.
Think?
Last time I was at an airport, okay. We actually went through regular security and took off our shoes because I was not going to wait in the Pre line. Oh. I'm like, oh, so that's ruined. But then Vinny jumped ahead of that line and went right through with Clear. They just took his fingerprints and scanned his eyes and took a credit card. And
yeah, I didn't quite know what I was getting into, but the lady at the, this was in San Jose. She goes, what is that, Mineta?
Right. Yeah.
She goes, anybody want to skip the line? And I was like, I did a 180 right there as I was stepping in. I looked at the line and looked back at her and was all, yes.
I totally want to skip.
I absolutely do. I didn't know I was going to be, she didn't in advance say, I'm going to need these things from you. She just said, step right over here and look in this. So I felt a little bit yanked.
Right.
But she did skip me the line, and Clear seems to be cool. They haven't charged me. They told me they wouldn't. We'll see.
A lot of people are saying you need to call your credit card company and have that taken off within 30 days
yeah,
from that date.
I'm going to.
How much is it?
I didn't even look because I don't fly in it. Like,
well,
I really think that would be great, and I would pay for it. I mean, we all know I'm, you know.
Yeah.
for the global entry for 5 years at $75.
Global entry is amazing too, because that actually gets you. It doesn't help you going into another country because you still have to go through their customs, but coming home to America, it you flash through. You don't have to sit and wait.
$75 for 5 years? That's nothing.
I know.
I mean, if you fly a lot.
Right. Right. Well, it's quite a process, though. Even TSA pre, we had to go in with our passports. We had to get fingerprinted. I assume some kind of background check.
Well, I had to do an interview with Homeland Security.
So. Well, you were on the terrorist watch list, Hooman. How dare you be born in Iran and travel to Turkey? And then also to Korea, which they had written down North Korea, that he had traveled to North Korea when he went to South Korea.
That's a difference.
It's a huge, it's a whole nother
country.
Yep. Anyway, Taylor Swift is scanning your face if you go to her concert. So
you do have
aware.
To admit you were checking some boxes there, though. I mean, that's their gig.
Yeah, I guess. Well, you know, it ultimately came down to there was an actual terrorist whose name is similar to mine and whose birthday is close to mine.
Uh-oh.
They wouldn't tell me anything else.
But luckily, you got cleared. Yeah. You're all set.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I agree.
I can just see the Lord saying, oh, look at that. It's 7:21. I'm going to go get Hooman out of trouble right now real quick.
Yeah. See what I can do.
That's next on my list.
That's the way it works.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
Go tell it on the mountain.
By the way, talking about beautiful things, everyone, I just want to remind you, go to our Allison73 Instagram. Yeah, we were talking about.
Yeah, you got
to
see this little girl, Ava Lou.
And all the comments are just so beautiful, and everyone's talking about how much this video is making them cry. So if you just want to see something to put a beautiful smile on your face, and like I said in the post, it's one of the reasons why local radio is so special.
It is special.
Yeah.
I love it.
Darn it.
I love
damn
that
it.
They actually somehow got video of her.
I know.
It seems to be attached to the dashboard or something.
It's holding very still. Exactly right.
It is. Hotline's ringing. I'm sorry.
Oh, got it.
It's trying to surreptitiously.
What's happening?
But Vinny got that look on his face.
He's
texting
me and I'm like, it's Alan.
Oh, it's Alan. Okay.
All right.
That can only mean one thing. Post Malone's Crocs sold out within minutes on Tuesday. That's right. Post Malone designed his own set of Crocs. I love Crocs. They're
no,
great.
You don't.
I do.
You mean you use them, but you don't love them.
I do love them. They're great. I mean, if something happened to my Crocs, I'd go get another pair. They're fabulous. I'll leave them right by the back door. I can slip them on and off. I can walk through mud. It's fine. These are regular old Crocs. I mean, you know, the kind with the loop around the back and they have, you know, the vent. But he has designed, there's little stick-ons. There's like a skull and PM for Post Malone. And I want to say there's like, it looks like barbed wire here. They're also bright yellow.
Well, he's got the barbed wire across his forehead, right?
So that must be what that's from.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, I think he's got that like right along the line of his hair, along his hairline.
Vinny, on the left side of the shoe, there's also, I think I heard it was a buzzsaw. You can't really see it in the picture. Anyway.
I think it's a snake. Are you talking about this right here?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Yes, what is that?
It looks like a snake, doesn't it?
I don't know. Okay, yeah.
Oh, Postico?
Yeah, it does.
That's the name of his company, Postico?
Postico.
Oh, Postico.
All right.
Anyway, there they are, and that's the bright yellow color as well, with a black sole. So they sold out within minutes. I do not know how much a regular pair of Crocs costs.
What do you mean? You have them.
Yeah, but I haven't had to buy them because they last forever. Oh. They're made out of plastic or styrofoam or something.
They're anywhere from $29 on up.
Yeah, so $29 sounds about right.
Although I see one Balenciaga pair for $679.
Nice.
$679.
Wow. Balenciaga?
Yeah, and they're like platform Crocs.
Oh, I have seen. Remember you were
pink.
Saying that there were high heel Crocs and everything?
Yeah,
there's all
yeah.
kinds of different ones. Anyway, Post Malone wears Crocs all the time.
Mm.
And his signature version went on sale on Tuesday, and they sold out in 10 minutes.
Wow.
They are neon yellow. They feature, they're saying a saw blade and a snake, but I don't see the saw blade. I only see the skull. They cost $59. He designed them himself.
Oh.
And at $59.99, that's, you know, twice what you're paying for a normal pair of low-end Crocs. And they are the normal pair. They certainly look exactly the same. And then people took them and put them online and are selling them for hundreds of dollars more than that.
Of course.
I don't know how many were in this limited edition run, but everybody who got them is now cashing in. So if you want them, no problem. They're still there. He designed another pair last month, white ones. I'm not sure what was on those exactly, but those also sold out in minutes. And those are, you know, you can find those on the resale market.
Well, we found out from the Yeezy that that's the mistake he recently made, was making a mass-produced shoe.
Too many.
No one wanted them. But whenever they did the high-priced ones with a limit on how many they made, they sold out and ended up online for thousands.
Mm. So this is his second collaboration with the line. And they go on to say, Post Malone's real name is Austin Post, a 23-year-old rapper and singer who rose to fame with his 2015 single, White Iverson. Anyway, congratulations, everybody. You got a pair of those. You're rich. Eureka, you're rich. And quickly, so I want to make sure I get to this story. Speaking of nice things happening to people in the world, Dikembe Mutombo flew an 8-year-old boy from Africa with a humongous tumor on his face. Here's the shot of it. He's just a little kid. He's actually, his mom has like kept him hidden in his room. Like he's getting tortured by the other kids. He's a just a regular looking kid, but he's got a gigantic, like his whole cheek and into his mouth kind of. It's honest to God, it looks like there's an eggplant shoved under there. It's humongous. So he flew him to the United States. He's going to pay for the kid's surgery.
Wow.
And they say that they're, you know, I guess it's. They call him Dr. Osborne in Beverly Hill. Is that a name I'm supposed to know?
No.
It's not like Dr. Oz.
No, but they just said Dr. Osborne.
I don't know that name.
So anyway, he is paying for the young boy to be operated on. And then he's going to go back to Congo. And the hope is he'll be able to return to school and live a normal, happy life.
I don't know the details, but I think Dikembe had... Oh, there he is, too.
I know.
Dikembe's been doing this forever. Like, he's a guy who came from Africa and has made millions in basketball and has sent a lot of it back home.
That's nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Right. I just, it's, there's a kid who just might have grown up like that, and now this guy stepped in and saved him. He's like an angel.
Can you imagine, think about the times that you've gotten a zit, and you're like, I am too gross to be outside.
I'm not going outside.
I'm staying in.
Mom, I have to stay home from school. I can't go to school with this on my face.
I'm deformed and disgusting.
I'm going to bust that bitch later.
And that's a pimple.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm farming this thing until it's ready to go.
Right.
And then I'm going
to
break it. And then we can talk about maybe me going to school tomorrow.
Or the day after, maybe.
Right.
I mean, I might need a healing day.
Yeah.
Right.
And
then to have this kid.
Right.
Oh, it's incredible. And and truthfully, it does look like something that... If that was just gone, he's a regular-looking kid.
Yeah.
You know? Like, give the kid his life. Mm-hmm. 8 years old. I don't know how long it's taken for it to get to this point or if it's always been this way. But anyway, that's good for him. You're an angel. Dikembe. Yeah. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Jacques.
Yeah, that was Jacques.
Give me $5!
No.
Yeah.
Why is that? We've been talking about him all week.
Yeah, but I just...
Really?
No.
No.
Our most common regrets and a teenage hero coming up in the news.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:40. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're so excited to have the Sir Francis Drake Vocal Ensemble back. We're going to hear some Christmas carols.
I know.
Get everybody in the mood. And in the meantime, if you want to get in the Christmas spirit, it's not really Christmassy, but it's still awesome. There is a little girl by the name of Ava Lou who I guess her mom sent a video as we had said happy birthday to her yesterday. And just her reaction is so priceless. It's on our Instagram, the Radio the Alice 973
right.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Go and check that out. It's just darling. If you want to have a sweet moment, it's so cute. Just listen to the radio. There she is.
She's all surprised.
I loved it. And then I even commented hearts.
Aww.
Oh, you commented. You never commented.
I know. Well, I loved it so much.
One more note I want to throw in here. We're going to do our third highest peak of the week today at 9:15 with Hooman.
Burn. In your face.
And Rudy are reviewing.
Some people are saying it's the fourth highest.
I think it's just Brandon.
Hooman.
And Hooman.
Oh,
yeah.
No Rudy today?
Yeah, it's just
no, he's doing a world... wide tour. Yeah,
I see.
All right. In Modesto. No.
In Modesto, yeah.
So maybe it's like the fifth highest peak of the week. Mortal Engines, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That's the cartoon one you've been seeing ads for. And so the reviews of that are coming up at 9:15.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. What do you get the man who has everything? They'd go Rolex or a rusty musical instrument.
Oh.
Thanks.
Well.
Let me read that again for you.
Oh, please do.
God, I love these guys. They're
the
so
San
funny.
Francisco Gift. This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. What do you get the man who has everything? They'd go Rolex or rusty musical instrument. Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com.
Just letting it all hang out. She's a brick.
Here's what's happening. So we'll begin with a couple big stories, and then I'll get to my nonsense.
All right.
A California lawmaker has been arrested on suspicion of child cruelty.
Oh.
He says he spanked a 7-year-old daughter. This is Democratic Assemblyman Joaquin Arambula. Oh. He told the Fresno Bee he has no plans to resign. He was arrested, though, on Monday.
For spanking?
On a misdemeanor suspicion of willful cruelty to a child.
There must be more to the story
than that. So here's the story. Well, this is the... So I had to look it up.
All right.
And this is from the Fresno Bee. This guy apparently spoke yesterday and was very emotional, saying that he spanked his 7-year-old daughter on the butt after she acted out before the family went to bed. This was his attempt to discipline her. This admission came a day after he was arrested on misdemeanor child abuse charges from the incident on Sunday night at his home. Apparently, and his wife was with him as they spoke. They say that the spanking in their house is a last resort, and he does it maybe once per year. It wasn't the best night for us all, and as a parent, I think most of us have felt those times when we can be a bit overwhelmed. My daughter, in the midst of acting out, was disciplined by me. I disciplined her as a consequence of something she did. The assemblyman didn't notice any injury, and they all went to bed that night, but the next morning, the daughter was angry, and when she got to school, she told her teacher of the spanking. The teacher reported it to her school, and he was arrested. The mom said she arrived to pick up the children when she learned her daughter was in the office, and that she was not allowed to see her. Shortly after, her husband was arrested and accused of willful cruelty to a child. If convicted, he faces up to 6 months in jail.
For spanking.
But on top of it, he's a public figure and has now made the news. And then the front page of the newspaper.
I am feeling like this is a mad child getting an overreaction. I am all for a teacher reporting any incident of domestic violence. But once you do a little digging and you find out that, he spanked her. You know, spanking is not illegal. I have spanked my children. Come and get me.
How old is the kid?
7. Mm. You know, we're not talking about a
they
baby.
Have. They also have a couple other kids, and they were apparently taken by Child Protective Services for a
They took all the kids.
While they checked into this.
Wow. Well, once they check in, don't they just find out, she got a spanking. She was a bad girl, and she got a spanking.
No, they don't. They do this crazy
what is gonna happen?
Over the top.
He should not resign.
Well, he said, in fact, what he did publicly was he thanked his daughter's teacher and said they're
that
doing their jobs and they're following the process. The process needs to be played out. I mean, he's has to submit. There's
absolutely.
Nothing he can, being angry in response to this, which is probably the first thing you'd think.
Yeah, what do you mean you're taking my kid?
Right. You'd be furious.
Uh-huh.
But then you're only convincing them that maybe there's a problem. Oh, look at him. He's out of control.
Right.
Well, bleep and bleep bleep.
You took my kid. I know, God, this is one of those situations that could so easily just spiral into.
I mean, there it is. Only a person who is cool enough to think things through in times of high stress would be able to say, all right, yep. I got to let this process play out. Because most people, myself included, would be like, you're not taking my kid.
That's my kid.
Right.
I'm in charge of her. Yeah, it is a tough one. He should not step down, in my humble opinion. If it turns out, I mean, look, that's my first thought was there has to be more to it than this. They don't just take your kids away for spanking. But I guess, you know, there is a process in place, and it's there for a reason, and it is a good thing. When a kid tells a teacher, I got hurt by a parent.
Yeah.
They should look into that.
Well, people are texting right now saying, remember, guys, teachers, it's mandatory for them to report.
And that's the way it should be. I don't fault the teacher at all. I actually don't, you know, I'm a little mad at the daughter. You got spanked at home because you were a bad girl. So I think what we can all learn from this is that kids don't really learn much from getting spanked, which is why.
Well, I'll tell you.
That's not true.
It's
not
a great idea. What she's touching on is something I've said many times about my dad. There's a resentment and a fury that comes back at the parent when that's your response to everything, for sure. Now, I don't know what this guy's deal is. Maybe he only does do this once a year and her reaction. But that there's no doubt there's a humiliation and a want to get you back.
Mm-hmm.
You humiliated me last night with that.
I'm going to humiliate you and destroy your career.
Well, she doesn't know. She's 7.
I know, Vinny, I know.
She doesn't know what she just did to him. She'll know someday. When she looks it up on the internet, because it's permanent on Joaquin. Is that right?
Yep.
On his record.
Steph. That's a tough one. Yep. And I'm sure there's people in their car right now. No child should never be struck.
I agree. Mm. I don't touch my kid that way.
707 says a flat hand on a covered bottom is the only type of spanking allowed.
That's fine.
They didn't describe it.
Flat
so
hand
I don't
on
know.
A what?
On a covered bottom.
Oh, that's the rule now?
I don't know.
I don't know what the rules
spoon,
are.
What about the wooden spoon, the shoe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those the hairbrush.
I think our parents beat the hell out of us.
Of right. The
yeah, what about that?
We were very tortured children. That's why we turned out so well.
Right.
Look at us, all of us so normal and no problems at all.
Right.
No hang-ups. Did your parents spank? Brittany?
Yeah.
Oh, you got spanked?
Yeah. I mean, not just with the hand either.
With what? What was the worst thing you ever did?
Whatever they could grab.
Right.
Whatever was near.
Hockey stick.
Why
would get a hockey stick?
My hand on your.
I've got your 2x4.
Okay, there you
oh
go.
Oh my God. That's tough.
Well, his dad was in construction, so.
Yeah. You know, better that than the shovel.
Did I tell you guys about my friend who, they're like 6-year-olds. They would spank her with a wooden spoon, and she over like many months kept hiding the spoons.
Oh, yeah,
did I tell you this?
Yeah.
So when they went to change her mattress when she was 8, they, moved the bed and 15 spoons fall out.
Oh.
They're like, oh, this is where they all went.
I guess we beat the hell out of our daughter.
That's a lot of spankings. There's their count of how many spankings they've given. Hey, the Raiders, we told you guys yesterday that Oakland is suing the Raiders.
Yeah.
Because of the, you know, pulling the team and not negotiating
loss of wages and
right.
jobs. And
Now the Raiders have said, and I believe they threatened this in advance of the lawsuit, the Raiders are saying that they're ending negotiations to play in Oakland in 2019.
Yeah, I thought that was already over. Whoa. Thanks for officially ending them. You're getting a stadium.
You're the Las Vegas Raiders, yeah. So why do we need you here for another year?
Right, give us our $250 million.
So now they have to scramble to find a place to play. So they'll either play one of the things floated was
I see what you're saying.
They might play in Santa Clara and pay the rent there.
Right.
They might move down to San Diego where the Chargers just decided they no longer can play and they'll play down there for
a
year.
But they're not going to do another year here.
Right.
Wah, wah,
let's place a bet. I'm going to guess Levi's. I'm 100% sure it's going to be Levi's.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
100%. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll bet you a buck that they're going to go to San Diego.
I don't know. All right.
What else was being tossed around? I heard Phoenix And they said Las Vegas, but where would they play in Las Vegas if they don't even?
No, there's
is
a
there some other,
there's a college. There's probably college. Nice. It's so hot UNLV. There though that they would need an indoor stadium, I would think. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to care.
I'm with you.
You know, bye good Raiders. Riddance. Have a good one. Oh boy, we really chewed up a lot of time there, didn't we?
It happens,
right? Our text message is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, Vinny, says 415. Soon, Clear will be used by a lot more places, including car rentals and other services.
Oh, great.
So that's a good reason to be on it then, I guess. Well, I'm already in the database,
yeah,
so that's good.
I just want to know how much it costs per year. Like, maybe it's worth it, Vinny.
Oh, no. My name is Melissa, and you guys read my text in October wishing me the best before my video interview, and I listened to Vinny and was myself, and I got the job.
Aww. Aww.
Some bad advice.
Glad it worked out for you.
You're the one person that works for. Mm-hmm. Everybody else. Be somebody else.
The cost for Clear is $179 a year. Additional family members added for $50 each per year. Children under 18 traveling with you can jump into the Clear line without cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's you pretty neat.
You have to pay for your kids for global entry, even if they're babies.
Oh.
I know that.
I see. You have that?
Well, Anita has it, and I was going to get it, but then we had to get it for Diamond, too, so I was like, oh, it's just whatever.
You told us not to call her Diamond, and then you're calling her Diamond.
I got used to it. You know, I'm sorry. That was an accident.
Yeah, she's Diamond
out.
On the show.
Yeah, she's Diamond.
I'm confusing
myself.
We
don't even know who this Cameron person is. God, that baby's so cute. Put up a video right now.
She is cute.
Right now.
Do it.
Right now.
510 says, didn't Vinny say his baby mama earns more than he does? Is that really why he sticks around? Yeah, that's it. You got me.
Yeah.
I'm caught live
got
on the
those
radio.
Kids and
now
the,
what do
the
I
house.
Do? Yikes.
Yeah, I've been framed.
Thanks. You really have a high opinion of me, 510. Thanks so much. Jerko. Let's see. Thanks for the interview advice, guys. I got one today, too. Ooh. Happy Friday.
Well, happy all Friday right. to you.
Yeah.
Don't
oh,
be yourself.
Happy Friday, Junior.
Don't be
oh, Friday, said. Junior. Oh, my God. That's right. Friday Eve. It's a very special night.
Right.
Eve. Oh. Friday Eve.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, first of all, we're going to hear some Christmas carols, so that is going to get us in the mood. That's right. We have the Sir Francis Drake Vocal Ensemble coming in.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. And then I've got a list from Billboard, the 10 best songs of 2018. This is not based on sales. This is an opinion piece from the people who work at Billboard, I guess. So we'll have to see if we agree or not. And it's all happening after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.